Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy. You really can't force someone to believe something. No matter how much you try, forcing people to do anything usually doesn't end well. People have to, on their own, when it comes to ghosts, come to a realization, come to a conclusion. Quite often it has to be an experience or some form of education on the topic to make them accept and believe, okay, maybe there is something here. Maybe the way that I've been thinking about this is, in fact, incorrect. It's hard enough to get people to do that with facts and reality and things that are tangible in our world. 100 times more difficult when it comes to ghosts. I don't know a lot of people, unless they've had a blatant paranormal experience, that ever change that opinion. Sometimes it almost has to hit you right in the face to make you change that opinion. And even then, sometimes it's still, oh, it might be, animals in the field 7 miles down the road. Like, no, I'm pretty sure it's not that. Being forced to believe is not a good track to believing in something. At least not a true deep-down belief. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear several accounts of people, in some cases, trying to force others to believe in what is going on in their lives. And then, sometimes they're just pushed over that edge to believe by some of the silliest things. Why does it sometimes take the account of a nearly complete stranger to make someone believe the paranormal experiences of a close loved one? We'll hear about that. Some teens out causing trouble near a cemetery. Is it haunted? Is it not haunted? One of them dares the other to go into the cemetery. Friend goes into cemetery, comes back with evidence that they were there to prove it. Turns out the evidence is part of one of the residents of the cemetery. Also, sometimes the hardest goodbyes are ones we have to say to the dead. Not when they pass, but when we have to move on as people to a new home and allow them to haunt another family. We'll hear that story as well. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 298. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. It's frustrating when people don't believe your ghost stories, especially when you're a kid. You have these things that are happening to you around the house that you know are not normal. Sometimes when you're a kid, you don't realize that some paranormal things are in fact paranormal because you're learning so much, depending how little you are. And sometimes you think, well, there's something new today, but sometimes you realize, okay, no, this should not be happening. Covers being pulled, voices being heard. Things that are not initiated or caused by the living that are going on all around you. You tell mom and dad, oh, whatever, it's nothing. But what happens when some relatives come over, spend the night, and then at dinner, they share the exact same story you've been sharing with mom and dad for months because it just happened to them last night in the guest room. Suddenly, mom and dad believe. How does that go over? That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. I wrote in a bit ago regarding the little girl, and we're so excited and emotional to hear my story on your show. It helped me feel validated. Thank you. I have an update on the little girl, but we'll write that at another time, because I'm not sure I'm emotionally ready to go public with what happened. Besides seeing the little girl, I've also seen and heard and felt many things since I can remember. I can't say I'm sensitive, because truthfully, I don't know. At my parents' house, I would hear voices and see small creatures, human-like, in the shadows, quickly dart from place to place. I would tell my parents, but again, they wouldn't believe me. I was about 10 at the time, when I really started noticing the activity getting more frequent. I'd see them in the living room, darting to the hallway, from the hallway to the kitchen. I couldn't see their details, but more like small shapes that resembled shadows of thick smoke. I'd constantly see and hear them in my room. I could hear them in the closet and hear faint giggles and whispers, but I couldn't make out words. Sometimes my sister and I would hear our bathroom doorknob rattle and our faucet turn on, and we'd go and check and everything would stop. But in the corner of my eye, I would see shadows darting. I would be asleep in my bed and get awakened by shuffling and my covers being pulled off me from the end of my bed. I'd jump out of bed, run to the end of the bed, and still, I would see nothing. This happened many times. I come from a Mexican family, and every time I would mention this, I was told what I was describing were duendes, mischievous little creatures who can cause trouble and can misplace things and annoy you, but otherwise are mainly harmless. That I need to stop reading scary books and imagining stuff and looking for things that may be supernatural. I decided to stop saying anything about it, as it was harmless enough, and it was just stressing my family out. One day, I was in our front porch in the summertime. It's a wooden deck with four steps to get to the top. The doorway leads into my parents' laundry room. It faces the front of my aunt's house, who is our neighbor. Both houses are close by and are in the country, surrounded by acres of grapes and redwoods, so no city or even town can be heard. Only the occasional sound of a tractor, a car driving down the road, or normal animal sounds that can be found in the middle of vineyards. I was looking down to put my sandal on, and there was a bee flying around my sandal. I was just waiting for it to fly by. I heard clear as day a voice that said, in Spanish, Matala, Matala. It translates to kill it, kill it. I remember it came clearly from the little window from the laundry room door. I thought it was my mom saying it in Spanish. I remember looking up, expecting to see her, and said in Spanish, no, why would I kill it? I realized no one was at the door, but I heard soft giggling from inside. Within seconds, I heard from behind my aunt's door open, and my mom and aunt coming out of my aunt's house having a lively conversation. It couldn't have been my mom, who said that since she was at my aunt's house and no one was home, I just knew it must have been the duendes. I was scared at the time because it mimicked my mom's voice and was speaking Spanish. I didn't say anything to anyone about that, but it was scary. When I was about 15, my mom invited her elderly uncle and wife to visit for the weekend. They're in their late 70s and early 80s. They loved people with so much to share and stories to tell. I was intrigued by their stories and who they were, as this was the first time I had met them after years of hearing about them. That night, they spent the night in my room, and I spent the night at my aunt's house with my cousin. The next morning, we all headed over to my parents for breakfast. We're sitting around the table, and my mom asks her uncle and aunt how they slept. They looked at each other, and her aunt chuckles to my uncle and says in Spanish, Mia, the weirdest thing happened. We were in bed asleep, and when we heard giggling, it was hard to believe. Without our covers being pulled off at the end of the bed, I did get up to check, but I heard giggling again. I think you might have duendes in the house. I almost dropped my food. Looked at my parents and they looked at me and said, I told you I see things. I'm not crazy. There are duendes in this house. For the first time, my parents believed me because this was the first time her uncle and aunt had visited us. I had not shared with them what I had experienced with the duendes. And that's where we're going to pause this preview portion of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 298. This, of course, is the bonus episode. We put these out every single week, almost 300 of them now. You get access to all of them when you support our program, $5 a month at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. In addition to the nearly 300 bonus episodes, you also get a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book. You get our audiobook as well. That's a $30 value right there. You also are going to get advanced episodes of our program weeks before they're released to the public, all commercial-free, too. All that. All these perks that we like to give you for supporting our program. It's not just a, hey, support us and you get the same stuff everyone else gets. No, you get tons and tons of extras, which in turn is what keeps our show on the air. We do as much as we can, try and get as much content as you can possibly handle, especially during this tough time. I know things are tough, but if you can afford it, $5 a month goes a long way to keeping this thing afloat. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to support the program and keep us going. Check it out. And please help Real Ghost Stories Online alive. Thank you.